Corps, ATX, mobile.
AFW mobile.
See ya. If dude made it, over.
Did Eddie. Dude's here.
Dude, I'm sure.
Pretty well, I was reading about this California, she was a 15-year-old girl. Yesterday, in California.
School shooting yesterday, and it was a juvenile girl.
Been here too. I'd heard about the shooting. I think it was a Christian school, but I didn't know till now, you know, who did a juvenile. I didn't know that a girl did it either.
Yesterday too, it's a real shame.
When I grew up, you didn't hear anything like that.
Global, instantly accessible news back then.
Even then, we just didn't know about it.
On top of it. And social media on top of it.
Then we just didn't have a chance to hear about it.
It's entirely possible. I'm sure somebody has statistics, but kids do crazy things, you know, especially if they are in a bad place in their head.
Help that tried to make it, you know, see who could be the greatest at it.
There's a fame.
You're going to feed them and clothe them for the rest of their year and let them work out, take classes, and just have a good life, right? I mean, if you gave them what they did back in 1800s, they wouldn't be doing that.
Social media definitely doesn't help. I mean, you know, it amplifies negative emotions towards each other. And, you know, bullying is a huge problem that they don't do anything about. And, you know, both parents are working this today and age. And it used to be that you had a parent at home that could raise kids. I mean, we don't have that anymore because of the economics of our country. So a lot of things have changed. And, yeah, maybe it used to happen, but, you know, probably not as much. Because we have a completely different society today than we had 30 years ago.
These loaded guns around the house when we grew up, and nobody ever got hurt. It's on the northbound, it's completely shut down.
And when I was coming south, so it must have just happened after I passed through.
I'm just, it stopped, all the lanes are stopped now. There's what, 1, 2, 3, 4 lanes, and we're all stopped. Four TFW. I hear emergency vehicle coming from somewhere.
In 4AZ.
I mean, it keeps going red to orange to red to orange, and we ain't moved any.
I'm in the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you later today. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
KO4CEM. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Quebec Mike. I didn't talk to you guys this morning, but I heard it on the radio here. 73 to you. Hope you have a good day.
KO4HKX.
73 Christian. KN4TFW.
Great day. Be safe. This is W2JKT.
Don't overdo it today. N4AZE.
Moved an inch. Its bullet went down 29.
And when I leave early.
Early and you make it switch to the other side? It's rarely that the northbound side is messed up.
But I didn't get any of that. I'll be back in a second. WTJKT.
KQ4WQM.
By leaving early, you switch the back up to the northbound side. It's rarely backed up on the northbound side, at least the part that I drive in the morning.
It was a little bit north of where you get off, but I guess they just had a wreck or something this morning, so it's a shame.
To the split for the business 85 on the southbound side, but I'm past where the 129 gets on. Get the 68.
Where you can even get off.
Another mile and I could take business 85. Tell what lane's blocked up or anything. From here, I don't even see any lights behind this big old dump truck. I see it's getting backed up. It's almost backed up to the 29 now.
A long morning this morning, Ken.
Man, I won't get my regular parking spot. Everybody will think I'm going to be laying out today.
Okay.
But I ain't. This is about the time I'm usually getting there, so I'm, what, about 15 minutes sitting here in this same spot right now.
Just boxed this morning now.
This didn't happen yesterday. Yesterday, at this point, I was sucking fumes. Said, don't be worried if you don't see my car in the parking lot, because mine's usually the first. And I told him I was coming. Eventually.
PTO or anything if you're late?
They're pretty good here. And I got personal time. I'm only giving back 20-something hours. And feet. Bad, because I see it's backing up on the other side now.
Between the roads where you couldn't see the other side of traffic, that way people would keep moving.
There, where that barrier is about 6 feet tall, Patrick, and you really can't see over there.
It'd be a good idea just to put it all the way through the medians, that way you're a real divided highway, and you know, one side didn't affect the other one as much.
Morning to Dave, in case you're out there listening. He's probably on his second or third cup of coffee.
Maybe this morning. He may have slept in.
Some kind of surgery or something, maybe this week or something.
See, I can't remember. So many people going for surgery and different things lately, I can't keep track of them.
Going in tomorrow for that.
It's about an artery in his neck or something.
I think he said. A carotid artery in his neck cleaned out.
Full line obstruction or something. Stress test years ago, they thought I had, they were thinking I might have had an artery or something that was blocked or something, because that's when they ran that dye. They put me on a treadmill, ran that dye, and there was nothing there. But it turned out that I can't take Advil. It makes my heart act up. AFib is what they call it. That's what they thought I was having, and they did that stress test thing. But yeah, it turned out Advil, something in the Advil that makes my heart skip and stuff.
Something easily avoidable.
I could just tell that it was skipping. Like, you know, it'd speed up, slow down, and then skip.
The inches you made it now.
You made it an extra 100 yards. I see that the left lane is cleared out, so it must be over towards the left lane on that, but we're moving, no blue stop moving.
Greg.
Can't get
it. Exit now, so I'm going to sign with you all. Have a great day, and I'll maybe catch you guys this afternoon. Have a great day. Hope you get to work, Ken. 73 WTU JKT.
Eric, have a great day. KO4HKX.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Good one, don't overdo it. N4AZE.
Question, but which cell phone carrier do y'all use?
Two, Patrick.
All of the group.
Verizon.
Two. But it's about time for me to renew my contract if I want to, and I don't know. I've just not been happy with them lately. And so I've been with them for 25 plus years, and it seems like that they don't care anything about their loyal customers anymore.
KQ4WQM. We use Spectrum here, but only because my dad works for them.
Okay. Well, I don't have Spectrum up in the area where I'm at, so that one's out. I was trying to find more information by AT&T or T-Mobile, but it seems like nobody has them.
Cell phone service where you live, Patrick?
Doesn't work at my house. You go 100 yards from the house and it works fine. At the house, I use Wi-Fi calling.
Looks like it was just a truck broke down.
On the road, it was on the side, right?
It'll let three lanes.
It would let him over.
That wouldn't it? Rolling again.
I thought I was going to be late.
Yeah.
Always there 45 minutes early.
I have to be concerned about my Social Security.
That's looking like you won't get docked.
Sure. And 4A's at E.
County's going to do about all these piles of brush. They're still on the sides of the roads and the sidewalks since the cleanup contract is done.
Let them decay there, right?
That is interesting. It's, you know, all over Easley. It's everywhere like that in Easley, too.
See how many trees and stuff are still in the road. I have to dodge them in my route. So I was just curious what they were going to do about that.
You know, I saw one that I heard when they were saying, you know, the contract was done. It was, what was done was the day you had to put it all out.
Picked it up, how are they going to know?
Seeing piles getting bigger and bigger. I mean, they're still putting it out. But man, it was a lot worse than they thought it was going to be.
That people are putting stuff out there that is not part of the storm damage, too.
And with trees. Yeah, all the back roads are.
And everything and all of it's out there in the yard, but man, I ain't never seen anybody come down our road to pick anything up.
Basically, you're lined with trees.
Well, County, too. Like I said, I'm dodging trees every day.
Work.
Many people out there cutting it all up for firewood.
Work.
Fast, wasn't it? Take a tree down just to get the wood for you.
You're long gone.
And a chainsaw will wear you out.
Many an hour behind one of those.
I didn't go in.
Sorry, Ken. I was saying, yeah, I spent many an hour behind one of those chainsaws.
Oh, that. When I lived in Mississippi in my early days, we only had a fireplace for heat. And the amount of wood I could cut on the weekend, and we could burn it up during the week.
I didn't cut down, it fell. A big old tree, it's about 90 feet tall tree, and it fell. And I cut that thing up over a period of 2 days, and it wore my legs out. Everything else was fine, you know, upper body was fine, but my legs, it would just take a toll on them.
Being bent over like that, carrying that extra weight of that chainsaw. And Ken, I never had anything other than wood heat until I moved out on my own and bought the place I'm in now. So that's all I ever knew.
Plus, we were like new to the area. You know what I mean? It was getting towards winter time. Didn't know anybody to, you know, be able to cut any wood and that. So it just was wherever I could find any to cut, and it was, you know, it wasn't the prime wood that you needed for heat, and we really struggled.
Oh, just thinking what you said, Patrick. That made me think about, you know, you said carrying that weight of that chainsaw around. I got to think about the fat people, how they feel.
How much extra 20 pounds or 10 pounds will make you feel? You'll feel it.
I hadn't done it in years and years, but it was a lot of stuff to cut up. I was cutting it in like a foot and a half lengths too, so somebody could come get it, you know, cut it like that, and you won't have any problem getting rid of it.
That last tree that's in my yard, but fortunately it's not very big, so that'd be good.
But off, I just cut it all up and you know, kind of tossed it aside. But in my neighbors. Well, what are you going to do with all that wood? I said, you cut it up in small pieces. I said, yes, for anybody that wants it. I came and got every bit of it.
Convenient for somebody, and it generally disappears quicker.
Hey, they came and got it. I told them, I said, if you're going to take this, you got to take all that with you, too. And they came with a trailer and took all the brush off, too. I even cut it up, too. The limbs, they weren't but maybe 6-7 inches in diameter. But still good little log size, but I cut them up short, too.
Well, 6- and 8-inch limbs, those are the good ones. Make good nightsticks.
Stump. You know, it's still sitting there. It's in the woods, but it's still there. Decorate it.
I haven't arrived here at my first stop, finally. So I'm going to say 7-3. I hope both of you have a great day, Ken. Hope the rest of your ride in goes smooth. And this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, have a good one. Yeah, I'm about a quarter mile from turning down to the plant, so I'm going to sign with everybody, Q. So everybody have a good day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Later. Enjoyed it. Kenny and Patrick, anybody else listening, toodles all the way around, N4AZE.